How can they join us on Sunday morning or Wednesday night?
Sure. So you can join us live and in person, or you can join us by Zoom by sending in a request to the prayer line, and we can give you the codes for joining us by Zoom. Wednesday night, you're able to ask questions and really interact. It's a Bible study format, so participation is great. And we are also on Facebook, on the Beacon of Hope Facebook page, where you can catch a Sunday sermon there on the Facebook page.
And we want you to like them. We have a new digital ad campaign going, Megan. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is cool. I love it.
Yeah. And so, you know, we want you to like them, share these posts. We did one this morning, of course. We usually come on live on Facebook pretty close to 11 a.m. Service starts at 10. After we have wonderful music and prayer requests, things like that, we also have a time in the middle of the service there for communion, which is really important. And if you want to join us on Zoom, get your little communion cup and a cracker or something ready to join us there on Sunday mornings. On Wednesday night, as you said, Angel, it's more of a teaching format. You are teaching this week, so you want to catch Pastor Jim. Usually it's Pastor Jim and Angel. But tonight, or Wednesday night, it's just Angel, because Pastor Jim took all your time last week.
Yes, he had a lot of great things to say, and it was good that we did that. But we are going through talking about the realness of heaven and hell, and we're still on talking about hell and what the Bible has to say about it. And so it is love that it's a question-answer format. It's to help us get a deep, true understanding of the truth of God's word, for us to dispel the myths and the lies that some of us believe from our childhood to our culture to what we've just heard, and so we can measure it against the truth.
So we start we start prayer meeting around 5:15 on Wednesday evenings. We start the Zoom at 6 p.m. and we try to get done about 7:15 or 7:20, so a little over an hour. But again, you have the ability to ask questions and listen and comment and all of that on Wednesday night. Sunday morning is more of a traditional service, but we do pray for your needs, because people that are on Zoom will put on in the chat their prayer requests, and then those will be prayed for at the end of the service. So we get a lot done in those two services. And then, of course, we have this show, which we are in our 14th year right here on Tan Talk Network. And it is a joy to be doing this show all these years. I can tell you that it's one of the highlights of my week. I love doing this show. This series is Forevermore. It's all about heaven, what happens when you die. Today, it's deception or redemption. So we did this song this morning, and I feel like we need to do it again. And it's Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. My son sings this, and boy, I love this song. Okay, something's wrong with the CD. Try that one more time, and if it doesn't go, I'll substitute another song. Let's try that CD one more time. That's the advantage of being sitting here in front of all these machines. So let's do it. Nope, it's not going to play. Okay, go ahead, Angel, and say something while I change out the CD.
Sure. You know, I've really been enjoying this series about Forevermore, because I think as a therapist, you know, I hear there's a lot of going on with the pandemic and life changing that's made people question what death is like, what's the afterlife like, it's brought a lot of that realness and into the forefront of a lot of people's minds. And it's created a lot of anxiety and fear, because there's things that people just don't know or understand. And so this series is such a great tangible way of looking at what really is that going to look like for us.
This is a 3 month plus series.
Yes.
I've been studying and studying and studying and loving bringing it to you. Chris Tomlin, Home. Let's hear that. Let's try that one. All about heaven.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering, there's a better place waiting for me in heaven. tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace. In heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain.
That song we did that last week. I think we're gonna be doing it again because it really brings it straight home to us, no pun intended, of the fact that we have a home that is outside of this earth. Angel.
Yes, you know, and I think a lot of people like think that like subconsciously, but they really haven't like put that into the tangible reality of what that home is, and which is why we let so often we're letting all the things that happen here on earth in our life like just impact us completely,
drive us crazy.
We feel like this is it, this is the best it's going to get, this is what we have and all we have, and we are just passing through. This is temporary.
That's so temporary. We're going to Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. Paul wrote this to the church at Colossae, and here's what he said in verse 6 of chapter 2 of Colossians. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, a lot of our listeners, I believe, have received Jesus as their Lord. But for those of you right now that are out there in radio land listening live or listening later, if you are not certain that you have salvation and that you would go to heaven if you died tonight, we are going to pray the prayer towards the end of the show. And you can repeat after us and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Colossians 2, 6, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, because Paul's writing to Christians, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin. Megan, talk to us about that verse. Walk in union with him, reflecting his character.
You know, that's something that I've tried to do my entire life, and it can be difficult. but it's most rewarding because what we're aiming to do is ask the Lord to mold us into a likeness of Him, that we walk around, and that's the type of persona that we give off is of love, and that we don't want to be of this world. And that, as I said, that's hard because it makes us stand out. It makes us look different, but that's a good thing because when we're around people and they say, you know, hey, what's different about you, or your personality is great, that's an opportunity and a gateway to share why we're different. It's because that we're walking the road of redemption,
right,
and that path looks different. It's beautiful.
It's
it is something that shines. It glistens. It reflects light. It reflects love and compassion.
It
and
does.
Forgiveness.
And it shows that we belong to someone. You know, people like to belong to somebody. I've been married. Most of us have. And it's kind of, I remember that initial feeling when I first got married at age 20. Now I think that's young. Back then I thought that was old. But times have changed. But I remember thinking, I belong to him. He belongs to me, meaning my husband at the time. Right? And there is that feeling of belonging that people love. And that's when I changed my name to McAllister from Wagner, right? Because I was taking on his name and we had a shared bank account. Angel, run with that metaphor, will you?
Sure. I mean, belonging is a very important human need. When we go on the level of what we need as humans, like that is right outside of, you know, food, water, air, safety, and the feeling of belonging is
really
one of those really deep
really
emotional
I
needs.
Didn't know that.
Absolutely. And so there are a lot of people who are walking this earth that just don't feel like they belong anywhere.
That's the good news of the gospel, isn't
it? And that is the good news. Not only do you belong,
woo,
but you are a son and daughter in him,
yeah,
a joint heir of him. Like, if you realize the truth is where you do belong is an amazing place, and who you are in him and is amazing. But they've been buying the deception and buying the lies that, oh, you'll never belong. Nobody will ever want you. You're not good enough to love, or you're unlovable, or you're broken, or you're XYZ, because people have let them down. Churches have let them down.
Sure.
Pastors, leaders in churches, leaders in their community, politicians, like, people have let them down, and they equate these high people or high ranking people or mentors as what God must be like. And God is not human. He does not lie.
God just told me we're going to a different passage that I had no idea. Isaiah 43. Let's go there, girls. Verse 1 of Isaiah 43. But now this is what the Lord your creator says, O Jacob. That is not just talking about Jacob, because at this point when Isaiah wrote this, Jacob was in heaven, right? But it is a term for all of us, you know. He who formed you, O Israel. One of my favorite passages, mm-hmm, here. Yours too, Angel?
Oh, it's all colorful in this part.
Right. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. Fear is a tool of the enemy, folks. Jesus says to us, God says to us here in Isaiah 43, I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you know the name you have right now is the name you're going to be known of in heaven? Can't wait to talk about that next week. That's who people are going to know you by. That's your name. Even if you get married between now and heaven, people will still know you by your name. Okay? Verse 2, when you pass through the waters, not if you pass through them, right? I think you want to teach verse 2, don't you, Angel? I can see your head just going crazy in there. Oh, yeah, go ahead. And then we'll let Megan jump in here. Go ahead. Verse 2.
No, that's fine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not oversweep you. They will not sweep over you. It is the wind. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. During our lives, we will pass through the waters. We will pass through the rivers. We will walk through the fire. And he promises that he is walking there with us.
Why do we have to go through all that? What about just not going through it?
That's part of the earthly human experience. That's how he teaches us to depend on him and grows our faith.
Yes, that's how. Megan, talk about that. When you walk through, when you do it, when it happens to you, Megan.
Hey, you know what that scripture reminds me of? Is that song by Hillsong called Another in the Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And so that people can pull that up and listen to it later. But anyhow, you know, we have to remember that when Jesus walked the earth, he went through trials, too. And we're going to do it, too. That's part of life. That's part of the molding of us as a person, is that we learn through life's trials and tribulations who holds the key.
Yes.
And that's God Almighty.
Yes.
And that those promises in that scripture say that we will never drown, we will never burn up in the fire. We are protected.
Amen.
Like, how cool is that? I mean, not to sound like a kid, but how cool is that, that no matter what we've been through or what's coming our way, that we have a level of protection that will never defeat us.
Amen.
We are undefeatable.
Which Amen. That's
takes
so
me,
true.
And so true. Let's go back to verse 1 right there of Isaiah 43. But now this is what the Lord your creator says, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. There's that word we're talking about today, redemption, which means to be bought back, okay? When you're born a sinner. People are not born saved. Now, do babies have to make a confession of faith? Obviously not. They can't do that. God, there's grace. But, in fact, Megan, your little son Grayson, he's with Jesus. There's no doubt about it. He lived on this earth for 33 hours. But we have been redeemed from captivity. Megan, I want you to address redeemed from captivity. What does that mean?
That means that no chain, rope, anything, boulders, can hold us back from what God promised that he is holding for us. And that is a new earth. That is eternal life. That is forgiveness of all sin. It washes us clean. Just like, you know, if you step in mud in a dirty shoe, you get a dirty shoe. God, it washes it off. It's completely gone. It can't stick to you. So if you're trying to decide, you know, do I want to walk down this road? Do I want to walk down this road of redemption? You better betcha, because you need eternal life. You need that security. I'm just telling you, this life cannot function at full capacity unless you got that.
Exactly. And to know that God knows all of our names. You know, I started a habit when my grandkids were first born, that when I send their birthday cards, I always send two or three, usually three, which is a family joke, okay? But I also put their full name on the envelope. And so they know, like my grandson Grant Curtis Day, okay? That's his, it says it right there. That's who he is, okay? Or Reese John McAllister, okay? Or Joel Chase McAllister. These are their full names, and I always do that. And they laugh, Nanny, always put our middle. Yeah, I do. Because I like them to see that's who they are. Joel Chase was named after his daddy, Mark Chase, right? And they have the same last name because his daddy is a McAllister, so he has the McAllister, right? Angel, go with that. You've got three sons, then they will all have your last name.
Yes. Well, actually, we have different last names.
Yeah, but your ex-husband's last name. Yeah,
they do. But no, and he knows our name. That is so intimate and so personal.
Right.
And that goes to show the intimacy of God. He walks. He knows those things about us. He knows what we need, our hurts, our deepest, darkest places of our heart. He knows. And he, to call us by his name, just think about this, like the God who created the heavens and the earth loves us and will call us by our name.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even know if we can fathom.
I have been studying this week, okay? And because we're going to talk about it next week. But in heaven, you will be known by the name you are known here. Megan, your email address might be in heaven, Crazy Kramer. I'm not sure. So, but you know what? It's not too big for God to recognize a married name or a, right?
Sure. And you know what? And when you it's funny because you talk about using the kid's full name. When I use one of my kids' full names, they know they're in trouble.
Exactly. Do you do that, Megan, with yours?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't sometimes have to do that very often because it's like you get that look on your face. And
right.
So used to like, uh-oh, that's not good.
Right. And some names are so special. My dog that passed away this year, her name was Zoe Grace. Why is Zoe Grace McAllister to be complete there? Megan, why is that name such a good name?
Well, you know what? My daughter's named after her.
If you would admit it, that your daughter was named after my dog.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay.
Canine Zoe Grace was a little fighter.
Boy, wasn't she?
You know, that name, and in fact, the name Zoe, when we were on a radio show, before I even knew I was pregnant, we talked about that word, and I wrote that in my journal, and it means a God's life.
Yes, the God and, kind of life.
Yes, and it's like, I just looked back, and you know, I found out I was pregnant. I'm like, there's her name. God had already named her before I even knew it.
Yep.
And because he forms you in your mother's womb.
Yes, like, he does.
There is no one that's going to know you better than him. So don't even try.
Woo!
That is
okay,
so true.
So we got to play this song. And it's not one I've played very often, but I just stumbled on it right now. Because I have all these CDs that sit here in the control room. And I just say, God, what do you want done? And this kind of surprised me. He Knows My Name by Francesca. I can't pronounce her last name.
Battistelli.
There you go.
Spend today in a conversation. Choose me first if I was looking for a champion. In fact, I'd understand if you picked everyone before me. But that's just not my story. True to who you are, you saw my heart and made something out of nothing. So I don't need my name in lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes.
good song. He knows my name. He knows your name. Listener. Woo, Megan, what do you think about that song? You want to talk about that?
Oh, that song is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not living for my name and lights. I like that.
Yeah, and I'm not living for applause.
Amen.
We're not living for recognition from other people. We're living for the kingdom. And that's a different lifestyle, like we talked a little bit ago, you know? But it's a lifestyle worth living because we know what's coming.
Right.
And that song is awesome. It's just a friendly reminder of, hey, you're a kingdom kid.
That's right. Woo, did you start to say something?
I kind of did because I love what Megan said. But here's the thing. Here's the deception. The people who are looking for that recognition, the people who are looking to hear their name on, you know, brought out before men of the things they're doing or their goodwill or their gifts or their volunteer thing, they're the ones walking in that deception. They're doing it for the wrong
reason.
Wrong purpose.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this, Angel. Can there be people that are pastors, that are evangelists, that are missionaries, all for the glory of it?
Oh, absolutely. I believe there's a lot of people who can work in a lot of ministry, charity, and they're looking for human recognition. They're mm-hmm. looking for popularity or fame or whatever it is, how many followers they get on social media or how many times people acknowledge and lift them up for what they're doing. And
absolutely.
That's what causes the problem, and that's what causes conflict in a lot of our ministries, I believe.
Oh, I totally do. And really, that was Satan's problem.
Yes.
Because he raised himself up and said, I can be higher than God. It's pride.
Pride.
And pride gets us into so many problems because the devil wants you to think that you're all that in a bag of chips. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. And oh, they couldn't do anything without you. And look at you. And do they even thank you or recognize you or acknowledge you or put you on the pedestal or whatever?
Sure.
Like they walk in, people walk in believing that deception. And that's complete deception. It causes conflict. It causes all kinds of problems. But they're being deceived and they're missing the glory of God.
Right. Because we are here to serve. We are here to learn. We are here to take the problems that come in our lives and learn something glorious from that.
Absolutely.
And allow God to teach us something. We're going to John 8 where we were this morning in the Facebook post. And we're going to go, I think, to verse 42. No, let's just go to 44. John 8:44, because he's talking to religious leaders here, and he is saying, you know what? You guys got it all wrong. You know, you're wanting this glory. You're wanting this attention. You're wanting people to recognize you. Now let's start with verse 43. I'm sorry, folks. John 8:43, this is Jesus talking. Why do you misunderstand what I'm saying? Deception means these three things, and I think we should all remember this. Something that misleads you. Something that cheats you out of something. Something that is false. So, counselor, put your hat on. How does this apply to human nature? Because Jesus is saying to these spiritual leaders, you're misunderstanding everything. Your spiritual ears are deaf, and you're unable to hear the truth of my word.
Ooh, I think that, first of all, this is still a problem we deal with today. I think there's a lot of people sitting in churches and their spiritual ears aren't able to hear because of the deception they're believing. And they're believing that whatever it is, their pride, their ego, whatever, should be more elevated or they're more important, and that we have to, you know, we talk about humbling ourselves before the Lord and crucifying our flesh. It's a daily thing.
It is.
And we get it, that deception that's half truth, and then the lies of Satan come in and give us the twist, and then we start believing this deception, and then we lose out because we are not able to really connect with God. We're not really doing the will and work of God when we start putting our eyes of pride on.
Right.
We're being cheated. We're being cheated of that peaceful relationship. There's only chaos in that pride.
Right.
There's only you know, we feel hurt, we feel angry, we feel we cause chaos, we cause drama because we're not, this isn't happening the way we think it should be. That is the lie and the deception right from the devil.
1 Peter chapter 5 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say let somebody else humble you. Humble yourself, which means become teachable. That's right. What it means. Humility is not a false sense of, oh, don't look at me. No, I don't want to be. No. It's being teachable. Are you teachable? Okay. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that in due time he may exalt you.
Right.
Casting all your cares upon him. So if you're all bent out of shape, somebody didn't recognize you, casting all your cares upon him for he cares for you.
Right, because he is the one who lifts us up. Not I lift myself up or expect you to lift me up. It's he who does it. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus came not to be served, but to serve.
Yeah,
and he's
crazy,
our model.
Isn't it? Wow.
Like the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, stepped down on earth to serve.
To serve.
And how much more should we be in to serve? But we start getting that deception. The devil gives us... I can tell you there's a lot of people sitting in churches today that think they're, you know, have the truth and they're walking in this deception because
exactly.
The devil is really good at mocking what God has with his lie. So we have to be buried in this truth to know the truth.
Amen. Megan.
I don't know, but preach it, Dr. Angel. I mean, really, like, she's exactly right on because when you walk in pride, you're going to be in nothing but chaos. Your life is not going to make sense. You're going to feel like you're in a blender and it's constantly on high. It's never going to make any sense. But when, as Dr. Angel said, is that Jesus came to this earth to show others how to serve and love. And that's the type of lifestyle that we should be living, is that, Lord, how can you use me today? On my path to redemption, I humble myself before you, and I lay my pride and prejudice
right.
down at the throne of the cross.
Yes.
And show me how to serve.
Show me how to serve. Yes. Exactly. And why is that so hard? Angel, why is it so hard for people to genuinely want to serve? You don't have to turn here, but John 13, what Jesus did after the Last Supper, what did he do? He went around and washed everybody's feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he did it before or after. I don't remember. Maybe before. But he washed all their feet. And they go, oh, Peter said, oh, don't wash mine. No, I'm not worthy to have you wash my feet. Right?
Right.
Just a custom for showing fellowship. Go ahead.
Sure. I think it's so hard because so many people have put themselves, their pride, their who they are, up on the altar of their life. They've exalted themselves above God. And that's like the human, that's our sinful nature. Like, that's part
of... That's the deception.
That's the deception, absolutely, that we are putting ourselves above God's will, God's time, God's purpose, being teachable, and we are up there and not God on that throne, and we're believing the lies.
And that will only lead to death.
Leads right to death. And it leads to a lot, as Megan said, chaos, heartache, disappointment, and anger while you're living on earth.
So when you have an attitude of nobody knows everything I know, oh, I'm, you know, this, I'm that, I'm all that in a bag of chips. When you have that attitude, that is the opposite of being teachable.
Absolutely.
And being, why? And, why is that the opposite of being teachable? And then we'll go to Meg.
Well, because it's I. You hear the word I, we have pride in the way of that word. I'm the only one. I think I have superior knowledge. I think I have superior skills. And some people might have more knowledge or more skills in certain things. But see, being teachable is willing to sit down and listen and to hear other people and to hear their perspective and to empathize and to constructively
exactly.
have conversations openly, not with our feelings getting all offended because somebody who knows less than us told us this. Like, that's not serving. That's not humility.
Yeah, right on. Meg, talk to us.
I just had a really goofy analogy come into my head. But
well, we love your goofy analogies, so go ahead.
Well, here it comes. You know, those people that have that I am mightier than thou or I am all that in a bag of chips, it makes me think of going to a place of business, and let's just say a bakery, And who would want to give their money to a bakery that burns their cookies? And who would want to give their money to a bakery who makes the best chocolate chips they've ever tasted?
Right.
And that when you think about somebody that acts prideful like that, it's like a burnt cookie. You can't, it's not edible. Like,
right.
Why do you want to be that type of person? Why do you want to be callous and hardened and unbendable? That is not the kind of life that the Lord tells us to live. That's not the kind of life that Jesus lived here when he walked the earth. He gave everything of himself for us, literally. Yes. He gave everything. He died. There is no greater gift or more selfless act than what he did.
Exactly.
And if you should ever mold yourself to look like someone else, it should be him and
Amen.
No one else.
And no one
because,
else.
Exactly, because there is no greater person, because he was a person, that walked this earth that literally loved everyone.
You're exactly right. You know, when you were talking about that, and a few minutes ago when we were talking about the God Knows Our Name, had this really cool talk with my daughter yesterday. She's going through a hard time. She's in a kind of a difficult space in life right now. And so we got to laughing about a couple things, and we were just absolutely hee-hawing, laughing, belly laugh type thing, you know, when something is just that funny. She was telling me the story of something that had happened to her, and I was just absolutely cracking up. And then she goes, Mom, I'm going to be just fine. Don't worry about me. I said, I know. I don't worry about you. You're in God's hands from the time you were born. She goes, don't you remember what you named me? And I said, Lori. And she goes, yes. Don't you remember what it means? And I said, yeah, it means the victorious one. And she said, an overcomer. It means overcomer, Mom. And I said, yes, do you remember me putting that? Because my Christian bookstore, I sold those little things that had names, you know, within it had definitions, and we put it in a frame. I said, do you remember where that was hanging in your bedroom? She goes, I know exactly where it was. And she goes, I'm reminding you now, I'm going to be fine. I'm the victorious one, and I'm the overcomer. That's pretty cool to hear from your kid, you know, Angel?
Absolutely. To hear, you know, those that seeds of truth that got planted.
There you go. That's a good way to bring it around to that.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you planted the seeds of truth, and then the world and the devil and the deception that distorted that and
has caused her to go through a whole lot of rough times in her life.
A lot of pain and heartache that comes through that deception. And yet now she's tapping back into that truth.
She is.
It really, it's amazing. Where we are walking in truth, the freedom that comes in truth.
John 8:32, and then we'll go to Megan for her comment right here. Let's go to verse 31. John 8:31, Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth regarding salvation. And the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Talk to us, Megan. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen. And that's a reason to shout. And I'll save my screaming so I won't hurt people's ears. But that's a reason to shout, is that we have freedom. We have freedom from condemnation. And, you know, if you've caught anything throughout this entire radio broadcast today, is that you are entitled to live free of condemnation.
Amen.
That is a very powerful thing that should impact you today.
Yes.
Is that no matter how people have made you feel, that they've made you feel worthless, that you're not worthy of love, that you're not worthy of anything, I'm here to tell you that yes, you are. You are worthy of the love of your Savior. You're worthy of peace. You're worthy of mercy and grace. And I'm telling you today, you better stand up and grab it. You better come over here and turn your GPS on to the correct path of redemption. Because the way that this world is going, we need it, folks.
We need it.
We need to know our worth more than any time before. We need to know it now. And you should claim it because you're entitled to it.
Amen. So if there's any of you out there in Radio Land, live or later, that do not really understand, or maybe you're not sure that if you died tonight, you go to heaven, we're going to pray the sinner's prayer, and you can repeat with Angel as I say it. But also, I believe there's people out there that have just been kind of lukewarm, Angel. You want to define that?
Sure. You know, lukewarm, they know a little bit of truth, but they're not walking in it. They're not accepting that truth. And so they kind of have one foot in and one foot out. And so they kind of go out and want to do their own thing and be on the, you know, pedestal of making their own decisions in their life and keeping themselves in authority. But yet I might go to church on Sunday, or I might say I believe in God, but I'm not walking in it.
Right.
And really, they're not walking in any of it. And I know in Revelations, right, the Bible talks about how God will spew them out of his mouth.
Right. So lukewarm is not okay.
No.
I don't know about you, but if I'm cooking something, usually in the microwave, I want it to be done, you know, and I don't want it to be just, you know, lukewarm. I like it to be hot when I sit down to eat a hot meal, right?
I want my hot food hot and my cold food cold.
There you go. Okay, so if you out there are one of those that have been kind of lukewarm, you accepted Jesus at some point in your life, but it's just not meant what it needs to mean to you, and you haven't really grown your faith, because that's what the Bible tells us to do, to grow our faith. You grow your faith by being in the Word. Start with the book of John. Get in the Bible and read it. Get it down on the inside of you. Mark up your Bible. If this is your first time to pray the prayer of salvation, praise God. If it's not your first time, but this is a moment of rededication where you are saying, okay, God, I get it. I've been hearing all this truth today. I believe it. I receive it. And I'm putting a stake in the ground this moment. So pray with me. Angel, pray with her, because I'm going to say it first and she'll repeat it. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Jesus is your Son who you sent to this earth.
Jesus is your Son who you sent to this earth.
To teach us about your nature, Father.
To teach us about your nature, Father.
He also died on a cross for our sins and sicknesses.
He also died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me from anything and everything
I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I have ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I ask you to come and live in me.
I ask you to come live in me.
Make your home in me, Jesus.
Make your home in me, Jesus.
I receive you into my heart by faith.
I receive you into my heart by faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
This I pray.
This I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen. Turn my eyes to you, O Lord. Help my heart to trust you more. people say, turn my eyes to you, O Lord. Help my heart to trust you more. To every man and woman tonight, may we turn our eyes. Help my heart. Yes.
What we need to be doing, right? Talk to us, Megan.
We definitely need to turn our eyes to the Lord.
Yes.
And it's time that we stop just putting our big toe in the water and that we walk all the way in.
Amen.
Because there's a life preserver in there, and it's not one that's going to let you go down.
Right.
No matter what type of weather comes over your head. And you know, that water can be cleansing, and it can be a place of peace, can be a place of solace. And, you know, if you have a life of chaos, you need that water. You need that living water.
Amen.
You need that change in your lifestyle. And to be and try to study to be a disciple for the kingdom.
Amen.
And, you know, I myself am guilty of it. It's like, You go all in, and then somehow you get distracted by something. And then something gradually pulls you back in the correct direction. And it's just I'm saying that I'm guilty. We all are. That we just sometimes come up out of the water a little too high, but we know where we got to go back. And just pray that for anybody listening, that they seek that comfort.
Amen, amen. Angel, talk about that. She's exactly right.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that humbleness, we need to each of us look and let God search us for the lies or the deception that we've let into our lives, and measure it against His truth.
Amen.
You know, and get down in that truth and really commit to Him and to knowing His truth.
Exactly.
Because there are so many people that are believing these lies as if they're truth, and they're acting on them, and they're they're missing the peace, and they're missing the relationship with God the way He intended us for us to have that.
Exactly. And so many people don't want to believe that heaven's real, that God's not real, that they're okay, they're good people, they're basically okay. Hell's not real, heaven's not real. And you know, that's what this series is all about, showing the Word of God and personal experience that heaven and hell are real, and we do have, as it says in the scripture, we will have an appointed time with Him who we have to do, mm-hmm. right? I can't remember the scripture exactly, but basically says you're gonna have an audience with Almighty God someday, and you are.
Yeah, but just think of how much the devil's stealing from us when he can get us to think that heaven's not real and hell's not real and we don't have to do this or we don't have to do that. Like, he's
right.
stealing from us.
Yes. And he's loving it. I mean, you know, it's just, that's where he's the great deceiver. He's the great deceiver.
Absolutely is. You know, it's like protecting our house. Like, you know, you don't leave your house and leave your front doors open and your windows open and all your valuables sitting in front of the windows. Like, somebody's going to walk in your house and steal from you. You're going to lock it up. Most people have cameras on the outside of their houses
sure.
and alarms.
Sure.
Why? Because they're protecting what's valuable.
Right.
Truth should be what we're protecting.
Whoa.
That's the value.
We have to value truth that much
yes.
to protect it. Megan? Talk to us about that. That was good. That was right on.
Amen. I totally agree. Is that, you know, we seem to be protecting the wrong thing in our lives.
Right.
And it's time for a wake-up call. You know, we have something way more valuable than any materialistic possession we could ever have.
That's exactly right.
There is no amount of money or no worth of any item on this planet mm-hmm. that sums up the love and compassion and strength and redemption that the kingdom holds for you.
Amen.
And I think it's very important that instead of us not being humble, that we need to humble ourselves and we need to get on our knees.
Amen.
We need to be a nation on our knees with our hands raised in the air because
yes.
that's how we fight our battles.
Yes.
We fight our battles in prayer.
We
and,
do.
You know, when you do that and you rise up and you start praising, that's when the winds of change come.
Oh, yeah.
And I just glorify all of heaven today and thank Him for this radio show because, woo, the Holy Spirit's all over it.
All over mm-hmm. it. Has been all day long. Praise God. And, you know, we're just vessels here. We're just following. We don't have a script. We have a general idea what scriptures we'll go to, but we didn't even go to the ones we were going to go to, right? So, you know, it's allowing the Holy Spirit to lead, right, Angel? You want to address that?
Right, and that's... There's humility. It's laying down
our self-will. Oh,
yeah,
there is. Yes.
Laying down our self-plans or our ideas and opening ourselves up to God and to His mm-hmm. idea, His time, His plans. And it's submitting yet again.
Well, that's what it's all about, being teachable, right?
Absolutely.
And so we cannot grow in God and our relationship with Him and really our relationship with other people if we're not teachable, if we are not humble, if we are not saying, okay, God, I've got a lot of things stressing on me right now and things going on in my life. I need your help more than ever right now, this moment. And that's okay to call out to God like that. Megan, talk to us about that.
Of course it's okay to call out to God like that because in any and all circumstances, that is the person that we need to turn to for the wisdom and the guidance and the clarity of getting through that.
Right.
That is the only person and being that's going to provide that for us, that's going
right.
to give us the peace in the time of the war.
That's right. And because we're all going to have those times where it just seems like things are really, really tough right now, right? Give you each a final word here. We're getting up to close to the top of the hour. It's really been a good show. Listeners, would you please tell people about this show every Sunday afternoon? As I said earlier, we're in our 14th year. We don't do this to earn money. We pay to do this. And it is a joy to be able to be right here week after week with you. It is one of the greatest joys that we have in life is to be able to teach you the Word. From our personal experience and from the Word of God. Angel, you want to comment on that? And then Megan will go to Megan or Megan first. Megan, you go first.
You know, you're right. We do this because we want to glorify the kingdom. We do it because we want to be vessels. We want to get the word out. And we want people to know that through our circumstances, that God's light always shines.
Amen.
And I value my time doing this with whoever I'm on with. And it just is it's another way to give more, again, glory to the Lord.
Amen. Megan Kramer, you are amazing, and we love you, and we are very, very grateful that you've joined the prayer team, and you're going to help us with the requests that come in. People, send your prayers, requests in to prayers at BOHM Global. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, and a prayer will be sent out. Tell people about that prayer line. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. It's an email line. We talked about trying to have a phone line, but we all work other jobs, and it just isn't going to work at this point in the ministry. So use the email line, prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Angel, some final words?
Well, you know, the truth. You know, this culture, this world, the devil is so full of the deception, and we really just need to open our eyes to the truth of God's word, to the truth of who he is, who he says we are. We need to walk in that truth and know that truth. And that's why we do this show. We're committed to planting the seeds of truth.
We are.
Just like your daughter, we never know when they're going to get brought back out and planted and blossom.
That's exactly right. So listeners, we're glad you joined Megan and Angel and me, Marcia McAllister, Pastor Marcia, at Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are so grateful for your time with us today. This show will be up live in about 5 minutes after it ends on YouTube. So you go open up YouTube and then go to TANTalkRadio/Living the Good Life, and you'll find it there in just a few minutes. We've been recording it all through this show, so you can tell some friends to listen. God bless every one of you. Again, our Sunday service starts at 10. Our Facebook post a little before 11 on Sunday mornings. Wednesday night is Bible study. You can Zoom with us for both services. All you have to do is send an email to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, and one of them will send you the links for the Sunday and the Wednesday. So we hope you can join us soon. God bless every one of you. If you prayed the prayer of salvation today or rededication, we'd love to hear from you. Just send a note to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. God bless you. We'll see you next week, because we're going to be here, God willing. Let it be the cry.